The most interesting development this week, at least from a price action perspective, is the fact that we're seeing signs of distress in bond markets and currency markets, and yet there hasn't been the same worry in the U.S. equities market. The U.S. dollar has been making fresh yearly highs, but stocks have managed to recover from recent setbacks and are trying to push back to the top side. It's hard to reconcile the price action. One could argue that the shift in Fed policy is more bullish U.S. overall, with the outlook looking up. This would help explain both dollar demand and U.S. equities demand, but we have a hard time buying into the notion that the outlook is so bright and tighter policy is in fact risk supportive. Rising inflation, supply side constraints, and coronavirus fallout aren't exactly a healthy mix. And with that said, we continue to recommend exercising extreme caution when it comes to U.S. equities. Of course, the U.S. dollar rally has also been helped along by dovish central bank communications from the ECB and BOE this week, while the energy shock in Europe is also weighing on these currencies, especially with real wages under pressure. Looking ahead, key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German unemployment, UK GDP, a BOJ Kuroda speech, German inflation reads, US initial jobless claims, US GDP, Chicago PMIs, and a batch of Fed speak. That's all for now.